Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. If you have Roku or Amazon Fire TV, the universe of historically black college university life is in your view via HBCU Game Day. And if not, prepare to be introduced next month through Aspire TV. Founder Stephen Gaither joins me next. Also ahead, the latest on CBS and Viacom merging, SmackDown Live's Fox transition, Dog TV conquers the world, our classic trivia question, and our show to know, dealing with history more should know about, debuts tonight on AMC. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get free audiobooks when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com. That's televised. More details later in the program. Great to have you with us as we kick off week number 2 of year 13 of the program All About Television. Beautiful Monday afternoon here in New York, 83 degrees at the top of the hour. Good guests coming your way in the half hour more ahead. And we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. Get interactive. You know how. Give us a call. 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. We've got a chat room for you as well. It's operating at SimonApple04 by name, and the place you can find it is our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, just waiting for you. And while the program is out of the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen, follow the instructions of Disney Live with you. Stephen Gaither from HBCU Game Day is hoping will be live with us after these news notes. At this hour, two TV mainstays that used to be united as one are attempting to reunite. CBS and Viacom are negotiating a merger deal, and late reports by entertainment news outlets suggest that deal will be reached and announced late today or tomorrow. The purchase price, apparently, is one of the few items left to resolve for a deal to happen. The date, October 4th. That's when WWE's long-running SmackDown Live will jump from Tuesday nights on USA Network to Friday nights on Fox. October 4th also marks SmackDown's 20th anniversary. The program will originate from Staples Center in Los Angeles that evening, with Hulk Hogan, Booker T, and Sting among the anniversary guests. In other season debut news, Netflix will bring back the Emmy-winning The Crown November 17th, with Oscar winner Olivia Colman from The Favourite now playing Queen Elizabeth II. After several years as a subscription channel on cable systems around the country, Dog TV will go worldwide through smart TV sets and devices starting August 23rd. Initially, smart carriage will be through Android TV powered sets, Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV. The first week of worldwide exposure will be transmitted free of charge. Now some quickies. HBO Max and the BBC will co-distribute Starstruck, a 6-episode series created by and starring comedian on the rise, Rose Manafeo. Hallmark Channel rating will bring back the popular series Chesapeake Shores for its fourth season August 25th. Penelope Ann Miller and Mia Kirshner are set to co-headline Lifetime's College Admission Scandal movie this fall. Anapure TV is developing a multi-hour miniseries on the same topic. And in the last half hour, we learned that Nathan Fielder, better known as Nathan for You on Comedy Central, was set to produce How To with John Wilson, an upcoming HBO documentary series. And that is news notes for today. Before we go further, a word on who we were supposed to have as our first guest, the Oscar-winning writer of Moonlight, Terrell Alvin McCaney. His new series, his first for television, is David Makes Men. It premieres this Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And we were really supposed to have him, as we promoted all last week, live as our lead guest. But 11:30 this morning, local time, we learned from OWN that Terrell could not make it due to a last-minute travel situation. But we're happy to say that he has rescheduled, and he will join us live as our lead guest 1 week from today. So 1 week from today, Terrell Alvin McCraney, that's Terrell Alvin McCraney, the Oscar-winning writer of Moonlight, the Best Picture winner of 2016, and now the creator executive producer of David Makes Men, will join us live next Monday right here, lead guest on Tomorrow Be Televised. Once again, that's Terrell Alvin McCraney, and David Makes Men, his first TV creation, premieres this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Oprah Winfrey Network. If you want more details about the premiere, and I've seen clips of it, it looks marvelous, www.own.tv. That's www.own.tv. We just had somebody enter our chat room, so thanks for coming aboard. If you have a question or comment for our guest upcoming, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Right now, we are awaiting Stephen Gaither. He is the founder of HBCU Gateway, the broadband service currently available on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. And starting the weekend of September 7th and 8th, two of its shows will also get a second run on Aspire TV, the network owned by Urban Magic Johnson. We're expecting him on any minute. Stephen, if you hear us, give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we will put you on the air. In the meantime, we have our classic trivia question of the week. Let's do that right now before we go any further. And our classic trivia question is the same that we introduced a week ago. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win the best-selling novel It Takes Two about the Argentine tango scene written by Patricia Ken. Here is the question. Name three characters Red Skelton performed regularly on his weekly variety series in the 1950s and 60s on NBC, later CBS. Name three characters Red Skelton performed regularly on his weekly variety series, and he did so many over the nearly 20 years he was on network television. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you will win It Takes Two by Patricia Chen. And if you missed the question a moment ago, we may repeat it before we leave you. If not, we'll post it first thing tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to put in. So do so, and all the very best. Again, we are awaiting Stephen Gaither from HBCU Game Day to join us. So if you are on the line, or you are listening, or somebody from your staff is listening, have them give us a call, 646-652-2906. As soon as I see you ready to go on the air, we will get you on the air. So right now, let's take a quick break. The funny folks at Audible.com. Are you have habits? Do you have habits that are tough to break? You know, the kind that keep you down at things? Well, there's a new audiobook by a man named James Clear that can help you get rid of those habits and develop some new ones that will really empower you. The book is called Atomic Habits. You can get it right now through a trial run at Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 100,000 titles to choose from, including the growing catalog of Audible Originals. By originals, I mean original audio productions, made especially for Audible, one-woman, one-man Broadway shows, off-Broadway, and the best regional theater around. And the great news is you can get two of those Audible Originals as part of a three-book trial month run with Audible.com. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Pick the books you want, and you're there. And you get not only a one-month trial, but great customer service during that trial from the fine folks at Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And by the way, you can also, if you go to audibletrial.com/televised right now, check out Audible Escape. It's a great way to catch wonderfully romantic books and novels and all sorts of great stuff, and do it at a special discount. So check out audibletrial.com/televised. Get that free audiobook trial run. And also check out Audible Escape as well, if you or someone you love is into the mood for things romantic and thrilling. So once again, audibletrial.com/televised. And hear for yourself why audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. This is Tsunami Televised. We are the program World About the Two. We are awaiting Stephen Gaither. He is the founder of HBCU Game Day. It is the programming service showcasing the best in historically black college sports and culture. It's available right now on Amazon Fire TV and on Roku. And starting in September, the weekend of September 7th and 8th, two of the series will be running on Aspire TV. That's now going by Urban Magic Johnson. One is The No Huddle, and the other is HBCU 101. Both will run in weekend time periods starting the weekend of Saturday, September 7th, and Sunday, September 8th. So, Stephen, if you're hearing me, give us a call, pick the phone up, dial in 646-652-2906, and as soon as I see that you're ready to go, we will get you on the air. Coming up Friday on Tomorrow Televised, we'll highlight a new Netflix series about the world of street racing. It's called Hyperdrive, and it comes from, among other people, another Oscar winner. Speaking of Oscar winners, Charlize Theron. Remember, she won for Mother a number of years back, the wonderful actress, also now doing some TV and motion picture producing also. Remember her also from Mad Max Fury Road? Well, I guess Fury Road got her going to look at the world of street racing, and street racers in particular taking on maybe the toughest obstacle course they've ever faced in their lives. It's called Hyperdrive. It premieres next week on Netflix, and we will have executive producer Chris Cowan with us. He's also head of Unscripted Television, the production company that makes the series. It's Chris Cowan from Hyperdrive next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Swami Televised. And once again, a week from Monday, reset from today, Terrell Alvin McCraney, the Oscar-winning writer of Moonlight and the creator executive producer of the new Oprah Winfrey Network series, Daily Makes Man, that premieres this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. So tune in. Got some great guests coming your way as we continue year 13 right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you like what we're doing, tell a friend. And if you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. You also check us out 24/7 on podcast. We're available on iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio podcast network. If you go to iHeartRadio.com, all you have to do is put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click it, and you are in. All right, we're still waiting for Stephen to come on the line. Stephen, if you hear me or somebody from HBCU Game Day is with you or is hearing our show, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Right now, while we're waiting for Stephen to come on, let's give you our show to know. It's a regular feature that we do that highlights programs that we believe are worth your watching, and you might not know about them because they're not well marketed or promoted or publicized, or they fall on the radar screen of many critics and journalists who follow the media. Our show to know this week is on tonight on AMC. It's part of a great doubleheader of returning shows. And in this case, it's the return of one of the most critically acclaimed anthology series of recent years, The Terror. We had the original executive producer on this program a year and a half ago, and thanks to the critical acclaim, it's back on tonight for a second season. And this year, it's called Infamy. And it deals with, frankly, a subject that we in this country should be paying more attention to, particularly at this time in our history. It deals with perhaps one of the most unsettling periods, and in my case, for me personally, one of the most despicable periods in American history, the internment of Japanese Americans while World War II was underway in the Pacific. It's a subject that is very rarely covered in extensive matter on television, whether in scripted or unscripted form. The only made-for-TV movie I know that was dealt with the subject was done back in the 1970s on NBC called Farewell to Manzanar, a wonderful movie Emmy nominated as well. Well, The Infamy takes the terror idea of linking things supernatural with an actual historical event. And Joyce Sakai, whose family lived through this whole situation of internment in unique camps that were located in California and the Pacific Northwest, is not only one of the supporting actors in this series, he is also a consultant on the program. And to his credit, he has done a lot of touring on behalf of news coverage of this particular series. I won't say a lot about the plot, but I will say it's got a great cast, it's very well produced, the cinematography is amazing, but most importantly, it really brings the focus of this event that more people should know about and deal with in these modern times than anything else I've seen in a very, very long time. And I'm happy to say that the critics who have seen this program are giving it rave reviews. The program premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on AMC. It is followed by the second season premiere of Lodge 49, one of the most offbeat shows in all of scripted television. We had the creator of the show on over a year ago on this program, and I hear the second season is even better than the first. So, our show to know is The Terror, Infamy. It is must-see television, especially if you've never heard of this situation. Or if you've known about this situation and really want to see this covered in a very extensive, entertaining, and very engaging manner, and I do mean engaging, check it out tonight. 9 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on AMC. Check your local where AMC is available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online and a lot of supplement material as well, www.amc.com. That's www.amc.com. Do check it out. It is amazing television. And I want to give AMC, while I have a moment, credit for not only having the guts to do this program as part of their anthology series, The Terror, but everybody involved, including Alexander Wu, who is the former executive producer of True Blood, he's one of the co-executive producers and writers of this second season, Ridley Scott and his production company, Scott Free, and also everybody involved, the great cast and crew that is as diverse as it gets from the bottom to the top and vice versa. And I also want to credit AMC for what they've done on behalf of Asian Americans above and below the line, or I should say on and off the camera, with shows like In the Badlands with Daniel Woods, both co-star and executive producer, which wrapped up its run on AMC a few months ago, and also its ongoing participation of Asian Americans in both ways in The Walking Dead, especially Angela Kang, who is that series' executive producer. So one more time, our show tonight is The Terror, Infamy, second season of this acclaimed anthology series, tonight at 9:30 Pacific Time on AMC. And again, for the details online, www.amc.com. Do you have an idea for a show to know? Is there a TV show that you like that's either currently on the air or upcoming that you think should get more attention than it does? Well, I want to know, and we'll put it on the air, and if we do, you get the credit. Because that's why you gave it to us in the first place. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name, where you're emailing from, and the name of the show and all the pertinent details, so that if we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So all the very best. And we do appreciate you getting involved with us. All right, we are still waiting for Stephen Gaylor from HBCU Gateway to come on the program. Stephen, if you hear us, give us a call right now, 646-652-2906. And as soon as I see you're ready to go, we will get you on the air. And I also want to welcome somebody in our chat room. If you have a question or comment, put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. In the meantime, I want to share with you a little bit about our guest and about HBCU Game Day. You know, for many, many years, until the 1980s, there was very little coverage on an ongoing basis of what was going on at what is called the historically black colleges and universities of these United States. It was BET that broke the ice in that mold when they put together a series of first black college football games in the fall, followed by black college basketball games in the spring. And ever since, there's been coverage on BET, there's been coverage on other television networks catered to the African-American audience, like Bounce TV and Aspire, owned by Urban Matthew Johnson. There's also been coverage of special games in various historically black university conferences on ESPN and ESPN2 and others of the ESPN family networks. And at one point, there was also coverage of the Bayou Classic on NBC during the holiday season. Well, we did not know until last Friday afternoon after we did our show that day that, in fact, there was a 24/7 programming service devoted to this topic. We knew that there were efforts to put one on the air, but we didn't know there was one on the air until the 135 agency, that's the PR rep firm that deals with Aspire, they're out of Atlanta, gave us a press release about the fact that starting the weekend of September 7th and 8th, the two of this channel's shows, HBCU, the No Huddle, excuse me, and HBCU 101, were going to run on Saturday and Sunday proper beginning that weekend, and do so throughout the, at least throughout the duration of the 2019 football, college football season. So with that in mind, we decided to find out about the service, and we did. And we learned that HBCU Gateway, in fact, for quite some time, has been available as not only an online service and website, but it's also available as a programming service on Amazon Fire TV and Roku. So that qualified it for being on the program, and that's how we got in touch with Stephen Gaylor, the founder of the network, to come on. And once again, starting September 7th and then September 8th, two of their most popular programs on this service, the No Huddle, which is their flagship pregame football program, and HBCU 101, which is their general look at what they're up to, will be starting on Aspire TV with the No Huddle on September 7th and the 101 show on September 8th. Again, we are awaiting Stephen Gaylor to come on. We need a few more minutes to come on. If not, we will reschedule him probably for either this Friday or next Monday's program. So, Stephen, if you hear us, give us a call. We're waiting for you, 646-652-2906. And we really appreciate you coming aboard. All right? And again, it's Roku and Amazon Fire TV that currently are carrying HBCU Game Day. We'll find out at some point whether other smart TV sets and smart devices will also take the service. And for more details about the two websites we're going to tell you about, if you want to see the service in action, you can go to hbcugameday.com. It's hbcugameday.com. And for more details about the Aspire program, the series that will be going on in September, www.aspire.tv. That's www.aspire.tv. All right, we're going to give Stephen a few more minutes to come on, and if he doesn't come on, we're going to call it a day, and we will go from there. So, again, Stephen, if you're hearing us, or somebody at your place is hearing us, get on the line. We're waiting for you, 646-652-2906. And in the meantime, if you'd like to come on our show, and if any of you have seen The Terror, by the way, or seen David Makes Man, I'd love to hear from you and hear what you think about both those programs. So get into the chat room. Simon Apple 04, my name, or give us a call, 646-652-2906. And once again, coming on our program on Friday, we'll have Chris Cowan. He is the executive producer with Charlize Theron of Hyperdrive. It's the new street racing obstacle course series premiering next week on Netflix. And once again, one week from today, our lead guest will be, for sure, Terrell Alvin McCraney, the creator executive producer of his first television series, David Makes Man, which premieres this Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on the Open TV Network. And yes, he is the Oscar-winning co-writer with Barry Jenkins of Moonlight, which won the Best Adapted Screenplay Academy Award. And, of course, the film won the Best Picture Award for 2016. By the way, he has a second movie that he wrote that was carried on Netflix earlier this year, directed by Steven Soderbergh. We'll ask him about that when he comes on, when he'll do more made-for-TV movies as well as new series down the road, no matter what happens with David Makes Man. And I might add also that coming up at the end of the month on August 30th, we'll have the executive producer and writer of the first original scripted series on Hallmark Movies Now. That's Hallmark Movies' own service available on smart TV sets and devices. As promised, they are getting into the original series business, and it's called When Hope Calls. It's a spinoff, in a way, of their popular Hallmark Channel series, When Calls the Heart. We'll have, as I said, the executive producer, Alfonso Moreno. And that's coming up on August 30th, among our guests later on this month, right here on Smart TV Television. And that's just the first month of year 13 on the air. There's a lot of exciting stuff coming up over the next 12 months as services like Apple TV+, Disney+, HBO Max, BET+, the new service from Comcast, NBC Universal, Vudu from Hallmark, gets an original programming, the interactive platform Echo happens, and a whole lot more. So I promise you, and of course, more from Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, CBS All Access, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're on target trying to get as many people as possible, and we have some technology people also trying to get on the show, too. I want you to, oh, by the way, I should point out that earlier today, I had a wonderful call with the folks at NYC Media Lab, which is having a special event next month. They're expecting over 1,000 people for it, and we hope to have one of the key people behind the lab not only join us for a Smart TV Televised episode, but also maybe joining us for a column at Media Village. And speaking of Media Village, I expect this week to have my latest column posted. It's about the Warner Media Innovation Lab that is going to be premiering here in the Big Apple next year. And they have some very exciting plans for how they want to do what they used to call convergence and what they are calling experience fluidity, where you can do any sort of program service or application involving new technologies like 5G, artificial intelligence, augmented mixed reality, and virtual reality on the television set, on the laptop, on the PC, on the smartphone or tablet, and even outdoors. So we hope to have Jesse Rednitz, who is the general manager of the lab. You will see him or hear him or watch him in our upcoming Media Village story, which I hope will be published before the end of the week at www.mediavillage.com. And we hope to have him on a future episode of Tomorrow Be Televised when the Innovation Lab is ready to be launched and deployed here in New York. Right now it looks like it will be mid to late March 2020. So we'll keep you posted, and we hope to have Jesse, as I said, down the road before that lab is opened. And again, we hope to also have people from the NYC Media Lab event coming up next month here in the Big Apple. All right, we're going to give Stephen one more minute to go on, and if not, we'll call it a day, and we will reschedule him hopefully for either this Friday's episode or next Monday. And in the meantime, One more thing I want to say is I hope you check out MediaVillage.com. That's the website that I write a Tomorrow Will Be Televised column for, covering everything from new programming to advanced television and interactive TV and where that whole scene is at. I want to congratulate Ed Martin, Steve Gidrow, and the rest of the Media Village gang who was at the recently completed Television Critics Association tour for the summer in Los Angeles. 2.5 weeks of activity, a lot of services taking part. Ed and Steve and the rest of the crew there did some great columns, and you can check them out right now at www.mediavillage.com. It's www.mediavillage.com. I hope you do. It's wonderful journalism. And while you're there, check out wonderful work from the folks like Evie Moss and Charlene Weiser and a whole bunch, Aisley Andre, and a whole bunch of other people that you can check out. And I want to also congratulate Evie Moss, who is going to be speaking about her podcast, Insider Insights, at an upcoming event here in New York. Way to go, Evie. Congratulations on your work and having the chance to showcase it publicly here in the Big Apple. And I hope one of these days we'll get Evie on the show and we'll also do her podcast down the road. All right. It's now 3:25 Eastern Time, and that's 12:25 on the West Coast. And we're going to give Stephen 30 more seconds to get on. If not, we'll wrap things up for the day and tell you about who we've got coming up on our show Friday and Monday, and leave you to a wonderful rest of your week. I can tell you here in New York, it's going to be a marvelous week. A lot of good stuff happening. The weather is supposed to be mid-80s for the most part of this week, and it was a fantastic weekend, by the way, weather-wise. Low humidity, if any. Beautiful sunshine. We're expecting, again, around mid-80s, low 70s, all week long, maybe some sunny showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, but for the most part, great weather and another great weekend in store as well. All right, well, I apologize that Stephen Gaither from HBCU Game Day could not be with us today. We will find out where the breakdown was, and we'll invite him to come on the show Friday or next Monday at the latest. So we apologize again on their behalf. Once again, I want to remind you that HBCU Game Day is now available 24/7. On Roku and Amazon Fire TV. I suspect that they will get other smart TV products and smart TV sets to come online soon. And once again, Aspire TV will run two weekly series from Game Day. That'll be on the weekend of September 7th and September 8th. On September 7th, that's Saturday, is the No Huddle. That's the pregame kickoff show. And HBCU 101 will be on Sunday, September 8th. If you want more details about the programming, go to HBCUGateway.com. For more about the Aspire series, www.aspire.tv. Remember, coming up on our program next Friday, or I should say this Friday, we'll have Chris Cowan, executive producer with Charisse Theron on Hyperdrive, coming next week on Netflix. And once again, Terrell Alvin McCraney, the Oscar-winning writer of Moonlight, the creative executive producer of the new own series David Makes Man, that premieres on Wednesday night, he will be with us live as our lead guest. And one more time, let's give you the classic trivia question of the week. Name three characters Red Skelton regularly played on his weekly variety series, 1950s and 60s, on NBC and CBS. Name three characters Red Skelton regularly played on his weekly variety series. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Enclose your name and where you're emailing from, and make sure it's the full address so that if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. We'd love to have you be our first year 13 winner. You know how to do it. Play in for the win. And all the very best. By the way, I want to let you know that tonight on Blog Talk Radio Speakers, First Contact Radio. That's First Contact Radio tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. You're home for the best in internet radio around the world. Over 35 million listeners that catch BTR and Speaker, one way or the other, worldwide each and every month and growing. Okay? And again, if you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, ways you get involved, catch up at www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast version. It's available on iTunes, Apple TV, the Spreaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iHeartRadio.com website. iHeartRadio.com, put Tomorrow Will Be Televised in the search bar, click, and you are right there with our recent episodes. We'd love to hear what you think about our program, and we also want to get your thoughts about where you think TV is at and where it is headed. And we'd also like to get your contribution for upcoming segments of A Show to Know. You know how to do it. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. UBCSimonTWBT. Remember, we love hearing from you because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. Now they know the Blog Talk Radio Speaker and iHeartRadio. At BTR, our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Steinberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of BTR are Al Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow We Televise is brought today by Audible.com and Amazon Company. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a trio of great audiobooks, two of them are originals, it's audibletrial.com/televise. For Tomorrow We Televise, I am Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Monday and your week. We will catch you on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio Speaker and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to the rest of the day and the week, please make it safe and make it great. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.